today's daf is Bava Basra daf Ayin Tes, a little bit of a shorter shir today, so let's get moving here. Daf Ayin Tes, we left off in daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis, and the Mishnah had said that someone who sells a chamar, along with the chamar comes the siach, the baby chamar, along with the mother chamar. But when you sell a para, the baby para does not come along with the mother para, the egel, the calf, doesn't come along with the para. So the Gemara is now going to focus on the etymology of the baby chamor, right, of the siach. What exactly is it? Why do we call it siach? So says the Gemara, the reason it's given that name is because it follows nice speech. What does it mean it follows nice speech? So the Rashbam explains, b'kriya b'nachas b'remiza holich l'makam shadim chafetz. When you want it to go somewhere, when you want the baby donkey to go somewhere, you speak nicely to it, you speak in soft tones, and then the chamar goes. Aval zaken sarach mardeya. But once the chamar gets older, it becomes stubborn and doesn't go so easily just because you speak nicely. So that's why, in comparison to its mother, the baby is the siach, or the siach, the one that goes based on nice speech. Amrav Shmuel ben Achman, Amrav Yochanan, my dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean? It says, al kein yomra moshlim. Now, once we're darshaning etymology of words, and especially things that relate to sicha, so we're going to darshan the psukim that the Torah tells us at the end of Parshas Chukas, relating to Melchemes Sichon. Right, so says the Gemara, what does the pasuk mean when it says Al Kein Yomra Moshlim Vegomer? Hamoshlim Ela Moshlim Beyitzram. Hamoshlim is a reference to people who overpower the Yetzer Hara. Bo Cheshbon, Bo Vin Chashiv Cheshbon Shalolam. That means let's go make a Cheshbon, the ultimate Cheshbon of the world, which is Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Tzcharus, Char Mitzvah Keneged Hefseda, to try to Cheshbon out the loss of doing a particular mitzvah Keneged the Tzchar that we're going to get, and the Tzchar of a particular Avera Keneged the Hefsid that we're going to suffer. Meaning, if people look in broader terms than living in the here and now, than just living in the moment, so living in the moment it might seem, well, I'll save a couple of bucks if I do this Avera, if I cut a corner here, I cut a corner there, I'll get a certain Geshmak, a certain Hana'ah for the moment, but ultimately when we contemplate what it is to live in Gehenim, what it is to have to suffer in Gehenim, it's not even close. It's not even a decision. It's not a trade-off at all. It makes no sense whatsoever. And the same with Schar Mitzvah. I may have to sacrifice a little in order to be able to do a mitzvah, but when you cheshbin now, what it's going to be like, that if you believe the Mishnah Navos, that Shah Achas, Yofa Shah Achas, Bol Maba is better than all of the Hanot. So what? Because you're going to save a couple of dollars, because you're going to enjoy something for a couple of minutes. It's kedai. You're going to eat something not kosher. You're going to enjoy it for a couple of minutes. It's kedai to lose out on something that's greater than all of the hanos olam hazeh put together. So all a person needs is to make a cheshbon, a simple cheshbon, a broader perspective. Right? We told the story in the past where Rav Aaron Kahn said that I think his father-in-law was once, when he was a little boy, had a relative come from America. He was growing up in Europe, had a relative come from America and brought him a yo-yo. And one of the little boys in the neighborhood said, I'll give you all of my Olam Haba if you give me that yo-yo. And he said, Olam Haba, okay, fine. And he gave him the yo-yo and he traded the Olam Haba. And as an old man, he got a phone call from this guy who was aging, and I guess he was sick and dying, and he said, I need you to give me back my Olam Haba. I feel terrible that I gave away all of my Olam Haba for a yo-yo. And he tried to explain to him, you can't really sell your Olam Haba, don't worry about it, it doesn't count. But he was so nervous. Why? It was ridiculous. Who would give away their Olam Haba for a yo-yo? And that's the cheshbon shel olam. Because is there really any difference between giving away your Olam Haba for a yo-yo and giving your Olam Haba away for kavod, for money, or anything else that we give away our Olam Haba for? The Cheshbon Shel Olam, it's such an obvious Cheshbon, it's not even a difficult Cheshbon. So we just need to think about it. So the pasuk goes on, Tivna v'sikoni, nemata osakin tivna bal mazeh, uskoni l'olam haba. If we are able to do the Cheshbon Shel Olam, we'll build ourselves up in this world, and we'll be fortified in the world to come. Ir Sichon, pasuk goes on, if we make ourselves like this city that follows the sicha na'a, that follows nice speech, maksiv achrav, ki eish yatsa mi cheshbon, tzeitzei eish mi mechashvin, v'toch l'sheinu mechashvin. The fire will come out from those who do the cheshbon shel olam and consume those who don't do the cheshbon shel olam. Right? Achar sicha na'a is a reference to people who follow the pituya yetzer hara, people who listen to the sweet talk of the Yetzer Hara and follow whatever he suggests. So then the Eish is going to come out from those who do the Cheshbon HaShalolam and consume those who do not do the Cheshbon HaShalolam. And that's Rashbam says, is reference to what we just learned a couple of days ago when we said that that the Tzaddikim are going to call echad ve'echad nichve mechupaso shel chavero. They each have their own chuppah, but they're each burned by the other one's chuppah, meaning if one is lacking in an area where another one is not lacking, they're each going to be burned by each other's chuppah. V'lahava mikirya sichon. What does that mean? The pasuk goes on, mikirya tzadikim shenikru sichin. That's referring to the kirya tzadikim that are called sichin. Achla ir moav zeh mahalich achar yitzro ka ayer zeh shemahalich achar sichanah. That's someone who follows his yitzro hara like this ayer that goes after its that follows sichanah. Bale bamos arnon elu gasei aruach. That refers to people who are gasei aruach. Anyone who has gas haruach is eventually going to fall into Gehenim. So the gas haruach are also eaten up by their sins. V'niram amarasha ein ram. The Rasha says ein ram. There is no mighty power. There is no higher power. Avad cheshbon shalom, and he has thereby lost out. He has failed to do the cheshbon shalom, and he assumes that less din v'less dayan. He assumes that there is no ribon shalom chas shalom ruling the world. Ad divon amra kodesh baruch hu hamtein ad sheyavo din v'nasim ad eid nafach ad shetavo eish she'en etzricha nifuach. Wait, and you're going to see, I'm going to do a din, and there's going to be a fire that's not even going to need to be fanned, that's going to consume them. Ad midva ad shetadiv nishmasan, to the point that their neshamos are going to be destroyed. Va'amar la ad da'avid mai debay, and some say, va'amar la ad da'avid mai debay, some say until he's done, that the fire is going to consume until he's done, until who's done. So Rashbam says, ad da'avid kutcho brichu mai debay, l'mavid l'rishayim, l'olamaba, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just need patience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of all these Rishayim in Olam Haba. Because in Olam Hazeh, a lot of times you don't see it. Right? Rashbam says in Olam Hazeh, you see the Rishayim are successful, you see that they're doing fine, and you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them atzlacha in Olam Hazeh, kedei letardam l'Olam Haba, in order to be able to keep them out of Olam Haba, to keep them out of getting schar l'asadavah. So whatever little schar they deserve for the few mitzvahs that they do, they get down here, so that in Olam Haba, it could be kulo ra for them. That's Rashbam is saying that this is addressing the issue of Rasha Vitovlo a little bit. The Rashash, however, says a little bit different. The Rashash writes that he says that when we say that Ad David Mai Debayi, he says Ayn Rashbam, but he says V'yesh Lefarish to Kayala Rasha Ad David Masha Libo Chafetz Ad Shet Smali Sa'aso, that there is an expression Chazal have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish the Rasha piece by piece, little bit by bit. He waits until Tamale Sa'asu, until he's done a full measure of Averos, and then he really gets him. So that's what it means. Ad David Mai Debayi, you have to wait. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits on the Rasha until he's violated Averos seriously enough and has done a serious enough amount of Averos until he goes after him. Amar Vidam Rav, Kalaporish mi Divrei Torah Esho Chalto, anyone who separates himself from Divrei Torah will be consumed by a fire. Shenem Rav Nasati Es Panai Bahem Mei Eish Yatzu Ve Eish Tochleim. Anyone who separates himself from Divrei Torah is going to fall into Gehenim. And what's Rafaim? Vein Rafaim el Gehenim. Rafaim means Gehenim. How do I know? Rafaim sham biimke sha'ol kru'eha. Right, that Rafaim is biimke sha'ol, in the depths. So that's Gehenim. That's a reference to Gehenim, right? Rafaim b'imkei Sha'ol, Rashbam says kafu lashon hu, right? It's a doubling of the lashon. It's not referring to two separate things. Rafaim is the imkei Sha'ol, so that's how we know that Rafaim refers to Gehenim. Okay, period. Now we go back to halachic topics. Machar ashpa, machar zivla. So the Mishnah said that if a person sells the ashpa, along with the ashpa comes the zevel, the manure that's in the ashpa. Right, and the Mishnah had said not only machar ashpa machar zivla, but if you sell a bar, the mayim in the bar is included. You sell a kaveres devorim, the bees in the kaveres are included. You sell a shovach, and the doves in the Shovach are included. So Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Kalarai L'mizbeach, L'ol L'bet HaKabayis, L'bet HaKabayis, L'ol L'mizbeach, L'ol L'mizbeach, L'ol L'bet HaKabayis, anything that's ra'oi for the Mizbeach, but not the Bedek HaBayis, for Bedek HaBayis, but not the Mizbeach, or for neither the Mizbeach nor Bedek HaBayis, Mol in Behen u'bemasha betochan. You violate Mi'ila when you get Hana from them, and you violate Mi'ila when you get Hana from Masha betochan, from that which is inside of them. Now, what kinds of things are royal in Mizbeach and not the Bedek HaBayis? So, Shar, Kesef, Eiz, anything, any animal that's kosher for a carbon, that's not a Bal Mum, can be used for the Mizbeach. So that's Roi L'Mizbeach and not L'Bedek HaBayis. If you are Makdish those things for Bedek HaBayis, you're in violation of an Asay. Torim, B'nei Yonah, Solus, Lavona, Yayin, Shemen, all of those things that can be used on the Mizbeach, when you're Makdish them, you're supposed to be Makdish them for the Mizbeach, not for Bedek HaBayis, not just for the temple upkeep. What is Roi L'Bedek HaBayis, not L'Mizbeach? Gold, silver, stones, meaning things that can actually be used in the structure itself, that we actual building materials that we have in the Beis HaMikdash. What's ra'ui for neither? So pretty much everything else, right? Milk, cheese, Rashbam says, Murius, Ashpa, Asavim, garbage, grass, things like that, plants, things that cannot be used on the Mizbeach itself, nor are they of any use in the construction itself. All of those things, they have kedushas damim. You have to go and then sell them and use the money for bedek habayis. That's what you do with them. That's the third category. Things that are lo l'mizbeach for lo l'bedek habayis. So anyway, so the halacha is you can violate meila bahem u'b'masha betochen. Ketzad, what does that mean? What are examples? Hikdish bar malei mayim. Let's say a person is makdish a bar full of water. But when you're makdish, you don't say I'm being makdish the water, you say I'm being makdish the bar, right? And now the water is included. Now is this water ra'u for anything else? So says Rashbam, mayim ru'in lebedek habayis, lasos tit, v'lo l'mizbeach. Right, water you should know is ra'u for the bedek habayis because you could use water to make cement and they need cement in the construction. But it's not ra'u for the mizbeach. Why isn't it ra'u for the mizbeach? Don't we have nisuch hamayim al gabei mizbeach? He says, no, the mayim chunasin psulim l'nisuch hamayim. The water we use for nisuch hamayim has to be flowing water. It can't be gathered water. And water that's stagnant is pasul for nisuch hamayim. V'gam in medichim basar karbanos elamei amas hamayim shabazara. So you might say, well, wait a second. Can't you rinse off the meat? You need to do hadacha. Part of making kosher meat is doing hadacha because you need to make sure that it's purged of all of its blood. And after you do a malicha, so it's not enough to do a malicha because you do a malicha and the salt it pulls out some of the blood, but if you then just leave it there, it will go right back in. So you then need to do what's called a hadacha to rinse off all the meat so that all the blood will come out and much of the salt will come off as well. It won't be disgustingly salty, but the hadacha of the basar karbanos was not done with stam any water. They dafka had the amas hamayim and the azara that served to provide water for the hadacha. So you make your makdish a bar, malei mayim, the mayim is not going to be usable for the mizbeach. It will be usable for the bedek habayis. Question is the water included? So hikdish bar malei mayim, Ashpos Mleo Zevel, Shovach Malayonim, Sodom Leia Savim, Ilan Nasui Peros, all of these examples where you take things that are right, Ashpos Malay Zevel, so the Zevel is right for neither the Mizbeach nor Bedek HaBayis. Shovach Malayonim, well, we know, we just said a Yonah is Roi the Mizbeach, not for Bedek HaBayis, because you can't take a Yonah and build it into the building, but certainly the Yonah can be brought as a karban. And Ilan Malei Peros, Rashbam says, is referring to is not ra'i for either Mizbeach nor for Bedek HaBayis. Lo l'Mizbeach v'lo l'Bedek HaBayis, says Rashbam in the first wide line. D'le binyan lochazi, can't use fruits in construction. Lo karban nami lochazu k'dechsiv kol sa'or v'chol devash lo saktiru. U'bikurim l'koyin hin k'truma. It says kol sa'or v'chol devash lo saktiru. You can't bring sweet things or yeast on the Mizbeach, and therefore fruits are not Roi L'Mizbeach. Bikurim is a separate din. That's L'Kohen Ketruma. That's not a din of Mizbeach. So in all these situations, Moel and Bahen, Ube Masha B'Tochan. There's Me'ila violated in them, and Me'ila is violated even in the items that are inside of them, even though you are Makdish.
Why can you sell them and use them for upkeep of Mizbeach?
Yeah, you can, but we're saying when you get hana from these things before you sell them, then it's a violation of me'ila when you get hana from these things. So yomol and behem, if you get a shava prutas worth of hana from them, and how do you get a shava prutas worth of hana from a bar? So says Rashbam, kigon itzniach hafetz of bebar. You put things in a bar, you keep things there, and that way you get a shava pruta worth of hana. Says Tosos, it's not true. Tosos says Pirush b'kuntra sheish me'ila b'mashay niach hafetz of bebar ve'ein nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Damar ba'asholeach, as the Gemara says in Gittin, uperakam de Sanhedrin, da maktish avdo ein moelin b'sa'aro mishum de iskish l'karkaos. That when you maktish your eved, there's no violation of me'ila on the hair of the eved, because the eved is like karka. Alma de ein me'ila b'mechuber. So you see, there's no me'ila in some, that which is mechuber l'karka. So va'amr na'im perak v'lar chatas, hadash kalilin b'sadeh hegdish ma'al v'amr shmamina avak malila mashma dafka avak shenitlash kvar av machmas hasadeh l'mol kibin shu mechubar, meaning you can't violate me'ila on that which is mechubar l'karka. So how can you violate me'ila by keeping chafetim in a bar? What's your hana'ah from? Your hana'ah is from the bar itself is mechubar l'karka. So what does that mean? You're violating me'ila, you're chayv me'ila for getting hana from the bar. So says tells us not like the Rashbam said. V'amar Rabbeinu Tam to shaykh me'ila b'bar kigon sha'akar chulya min abar v'nana mimena. No, it's talking about where you take some dirt out of the bar and you get hana from the dirt. Now it's no longer mechubar l'karka, right? It's now something that's been removed from the karka. That's where there could be me'ila in a bar. But either way, in all of these cases, there's me'ila bahen u b'mashar b'tochan. Aval, that's only what we said, that you get me'ila even on things inside of it. That's only if the items were there from the outset. Aval hikdash bar v'achak l'smali mayim. Ashba v'achak l'smali zevel. Shavach v'achak l'smali yonim. Ilan v'achak l'saperu. Sad v'achak l'smali asavim. If all of these items only came in after you were makdish the broader item, molin behen ve in molin b'mashar b'tochan, then you only have me'ila on the bar, on the ilan, etc., not on the water inside of the bar, not on the fruits that grew on the ilan, because they all came afterwards. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right? There's no me'ila b'mashar b'tochan. Says Rashbam, why? The Srila Rabbi Yehuda ain me'ila b'gidulin, because Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no me'ila on that which grows. D'mishum grama d'ka garim le'karka hegdash le'gadel, ain lanu la'asoso hegdash. Just because karka hegdash caused this to grow doesn't mean that that which grew is hegdash itself. D'mikal makam ain moment, what's the girsi here? D'mikal makam ain mamashus the hegdash mu'rav behen. There's no actual substance of hegdash mixed in that which grew in hegdash property. What about kinyan chatzer? Why don't you say that the chatzar of Hegdash was kona all these things? So it says Tosfos, the la'arminu shi'ikna chatzar Hegdash k'moshe kona chatzar hadyot, the chatzar mishim yad disrabai v'lo matzini yad the Hegdash. How does kinyan chatzar work? It works midin yad. Hegdash doesn't have a yad. That's Tosfos Shita. Okay, there are other terutz of Ramban, Ritva, but not for now. We're in a bit of a rush. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ha'makdash asasada v'asi'ilan, molin bahen ubi gidulein, mibnei shein gidulei Hegdash. If a person is makdish a field and the tree, so there's me'ila on them and on that which grows in them, because they are gidulei hegdish. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Tanya, Amar Rabbi, nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'bar v'shovach, v'divrei Rabbi Yossi b'sad v'ilan. So Rabbi says, how are we going to paskin? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're makdish all these things and then things grew in them, right? Peros grew, water came in. So Rabbi Yehuda says there's no me'ila on the items that came in afterwards. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, there is. Yirmalim behen ubikidulehem. So Rabbi says, I think Rabbi Yehuda's right in the case of a bar v'shovach, and Rabbi Yossi's right in the case of a sada that grows asavim and an ilan that grows peros. So says the Gemara, Hai mai, bishlam nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda bebar v'shovach. I understand you're going to say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of a bar v'shovach and say that the items that came in afterwards are not hegdish, mechal de palag asad v'ilan, which indicates clearly that the machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with, Rabbi Yossi would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in regards to asad and ilan, and that we would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in regards to asad v'ilan. But then when you say elenir and divrei Rabbi Yossi b'sad v'ilan, that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi b'sad v'ilan, mechal de palag bibar v'shovach. That makes it sound like he would even disagree, that Rabbi Yossi would even disagree in a situation of a bar and a shovach. But Rabbi Yossi, look at Rabbi Yossi's words. He didn't say, everything that you just said, I hold the items inside of it are Hagdish. No, he was very specific. Rabbi Yehuda gave a whole list. Bar, Shovach, Sade, Ilan. Anything that comes into them afterwards, after they're already Hagdish, Rabbi Yehuda said, is not Hagdish. Rabbi Yossi says, not, I disagree with all of them. What does he say? Hamakdish es Sade ves Ilan. I disagree in a Sade and Ilan case. I believe that the items that grow in them are Hagdish. So, how can you say Nirin Div Rabbi Yossi B'Sad V'Ilan? That sounds like Rabbi Yossi would also disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Oh yes, we're paskening like Rabbi Yossi by Sad V'Ilan, but it makes it sound like Rabbi Yossi himself would even disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, even in a Bar V'Shavach case. But Rabbi Yossi Sad V'Ilan come, Rabbi Yossi was very clear. He's not disagreeing on a Bar V'Shavach. He's only disagreeing by the Sad V'Ilan. V'chi Temel Advar V'Rabbi Yehuda come, or maybe you're going to say, no, he's just responding to Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso. And he's saying, V'atanya, but that's not so. Because V'atanya, Rav Abraisa, Am Rabbi Yossi, Ein ani roa dvarv shal Rabbi Yehuda b'sad v'ilan, mepnei shehein gidulei hegdish. That, I do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda by Sada and Ilan, because they are Gidulei Hegdish. The items that grow therein are considered to be items that are grown by Hegdish, and therefore Hegdish themselves. What do you see? Besad v'ilan hudeinu roa, habibar v'shalach roa. Meaning it's very clear, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the bar that's Hegdish, and then water comes in. The shovach that's Hegdish, and then yonim come in. He agrees that water and those yonim are not Hegdish. So what are you saying that Nirin Div Rabbi Yossi B'Sadavi Ilan? Right? What does that mean? That as if there was some sort of machlokas in regards to Bar and Shovach. So he says, no, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what it means to say. Nirin Div Rabbi Yehuda Li Rabbi Yossi B'Bar V'Shovach. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita not just appears correct to me, it appears correct to Rabbi Yossi in regards to Bar V'Shovach. Sha'af Rabbi Yossi Lo Nechlak Alav El B'Sadav Ilan, meaning he's making that exact point that Rabbi Yossi is not arguing all out on all four cases that Rabbi Yehuda quoted. No, he's only arguing on the Sadav Ilan case of Bar V'Shovach Modile, but he's modded to Rabbi Yehuda in the Bar V'Shovach case. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Hikdishan Reikan V'Achach Nismalu. Let's say you are makdish them while they're empty, and then they fill up the boros. Malin behen vein malin b'mashav b'tochan. So you violate mila in them, but not in what in that which is in them that came in after was already hegdish. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon nomer af malin b'mashav b'tochan. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says no, you're even violate mila in that which is inside of them. So Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, what's this machlokas about? Machlokas b'sadav ilan. It's not about a bar. It's only about a sadav ilan. Where what you were makdish a field and then a savim grew. You were makdish a tree and then peros grew. The Tanakama savalak Rabbi Yehuda. And it's the same machlokas we just had. Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda that these items came in after the land was hegdish, and therefore they themselves, the fruits, the asavim, are not hegdish. And Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi that no, these are gidulei hegdish, and as gidulei hegdish, they themselves are also hegdish. When it comes to a bar and a shovach, when it comes to a bar that you were makdish and then water gushed into that bar, or a shovach and then yonim flew into that shovach, everyone would agree that there's no mi'ila on that water, there's no mi'ila on those yonim. Amle Abaye, so ask Abaye, Vela Hadatani, that which we have a brisa, Hikdish and Malayin, Molin Behem, Ubimasha B'Tochan, that if you makdish them when they're full, so there's mi'ila on them and on that which is inside of them. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Machlif, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon changes his shita around, because by Hikdish and Rekanin, we said Molin B'Masha B'Tochan. Over here he says, Ein Molin B'Masha B'Tochan. So, V'i B'Sad V'Ilan Amai Machlif. But if we're talking about a Sad V'Ilan, meaning if the Machlokas previously was only in regards to a Sad V'Ilan, why would he switch around his shita? Take a look at the Rashbam. V'i B'Sad V'Ilan Tap Rashbam Palig Le'el Gabi Hikdish and Rekanin. If in the situation where you were Makdish and empty, that's where the Machlokas was only about a Sad V'Ilan, V'hu Adin B'Seifa Amai Machlif. Why would you switch it around? Ad Rabba, for sure you should be Moel B'Masha B'Tochen over here. Dika Tarti, because you have two reasons to assume that it should be Hegdish. First of all, Gidulei Hegdish. These are fruits that grew in Hegdish property. V'gam Hegdish HaKol B'Yachad. Plus, over here, we're talking about a case where you're Makdish it all together. Ah, but if the previous machlokas was only in the case of a bar v'shovach, ikal lefrushei tam machlokasan b'melein v'reikanin, could infarish the kaman, avu basad v'ilam leka lemesav taima amay machlif. Right? So meaning if the previous machlokas was talking about a situation where it was bar v'shovach, then you could understand why he would be machlif his shita. Then you understand that by a bar v'shovach he held that your mol b'masha b'tochan, even though it's not Yidulei Hekdish, and we'll understand why in this situation, in the case of the Hekdishon Malayan, he's going to be Machlef Hishita. We'll see exactly what that means. So, Ela Amar Rabba, Machlokas Bebar V'Shovach. The Machlokas is only in a situation of Bar V'Shovach. Aval B'Sad V'Ilan, Divrei HaKol Molin Behen, U B'Masha B'Tochan. In fact, by a Sad V'Ilan, everyone would agree that there's Mi'ilan, the Sad V'Ilan, and in that which grows inside of them. No one would dispute that. Ubibar v'shovach, and even within the situation of bar v'shovach, breikanin b'may pligi, ubimalein b'may pligi. What's the machlokas if they're empty, and what's the machlokas if they're full? So says Gemara, breikanin, if they were empty, so what's the machlokas whether you get, there's mi'ila on the water that comes into the bar, so afterwards, breikanin pligi b'plukti ramei v'rabanan. That's the machlokas of Meir and the Rabbanan. The Tanakama Savlak Rabbanan Dami Eino the Makna Dover Shloba Liolam. Tanakama holds like the Rabbanan who says that a person cannot be Makna Dover Shloba Liolam, and the water at the time that you were Makdish it was Loba Liolam, was not yet there, and that's why there's no Mi'ila. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Meir who says, no, you can be Makna Dover Shloba Liolam, and that's why, even though the water was not there, it is included in the Hegdish. But says the Gemara, really, that's the Machlokas? Emer Desham Leil Rav Meir. When does Rav Meir say that you can be Makdish or Makne Edovah Shaloba Liyalam? That's Kigon Peros Dekel Davidi Da'asu. You have a fruit tree, and it hasn't yet grown fruit this year, but it grows fruit every year. And you're Makne the fruit that it's going to grow. You know the fruit is coming. So that's where Rav Meir will say, yeah, even though it's Adayin Loba Liyalam, even though it's not here yet, you can go and be makdish it, or be makne it. But hani miyem adasu. But if you ever talk about a bar, who says water is going to come in? You don't know that water is going to come into this bar. So how can you be makne? Even Rav Meir wouldn't say over here. Don't pin this on Rav Meir. So answers the Gemara. No, amarav mishkach sabimayim haba in derech chatzera lebar. We're talking about water that's traveling through the chatzer to the bar. The yonim haba in derech shovcha l'shovach, and yonim that travel through the through his shovach to the through his other shovchim to that shovach, meaning through his shovach that's nearby to this shovach. That's just the way; it's a natural progression. So it's also things that are on their way, similar to the fruits. So similar to right to the fruits of a tree. So that's what they're arguing about when it comes to reikanin ubim malayim b'may pligi. What are they arguing about when it comes to malayim? When it comes to a bar that's already full, what's the machlokas about whether you can be mol in that water or not? Amar Rava, Rava said the case is as follows. Go she hikdish bar stam, your makdish a bar just as is. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon savala kavua. Damar dan and din gavar mi din hedot. And Rav Lazar Rav Shimon holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, who thinks we can derive the halachos of hekdish from the halachos of interpersonal business dealings. And the halachos as follows. Ma din hedot. Matzi amar, just like by din hedot. Matzi amar lei. Bira zvinilach, maya lo zvinilach. You can tell the guy, look, I sold you my bar. I did not sell you the water. Af din gavoa, so by din gavoa as well. Bira akdish, mayelo akdish. You can tell hegdish, yes, I know the bar was full when I was makdish it, but I was clear in my lashon. I said that I'm being makdish a bar. I didn't say I'm being makdish mayim. And therefore, I only intended to be makdish a bar. I did not intend to be makdish mayim. So, frankly, Gemara, vidin hedyot lo. But wait a second. When you sell a bar to somebody, is that true that the water that's already in the bar is not included in the sale? Vatanya, machar bar, machar meimav. We have a price that says Vatanan. We have a Mishnah. It says often not like that. It says Beferish that when you sell a bar, the water is included in the sale. Amar Rava Masnisan Yechidaihi. Yeah, that's true. There is such a Mishnah. But that Mishnah expresses a das yachid. Titania machar bar lo machar meimav. Rabbi Nassan Amar machar bar machar meimav. Who's the one that holds the waters, including the sale? It's a das yachid of Rabbi Nassan. The Brisa adds in that the Tanakama, the anonymous shita, which is probably the reflection of the accepted shita, the shita of the Rabbanan, is that when you sell a bar, you do not sell the mayim. There's a very long and important tosos here that we didn't have time to get into about the concept of being makna davar shalom baliyolam and how we paskin specifically on makna davar shalom baliyolam. Goes through all the gemaras. Very kedai to take a look if anyone has time today at the tosos dibra maschil emer. All right, Rosh Hashem will pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah.